Greg, how come you said what you said about the Packers and Rodgers over the summer?
Like I said, you know, that's behind me. But at the same time, I have the utmost respect for that organization. I was just really rather a little bit with Aaron, just knowing how he is and just going back and forth with some of the guys. But it wasn't meant to hurt anyone's feelings. It was just really messing around initially, and then everyone kind of blew it a little bit out of proportion. But I have the most respect for that organization. I had my most successful years there, and I still have relations with some of the guys over there, and still have the respect that I had when I was playing there with them, and when I'm not right now, I still have the respect for them.
Do you wish you still had Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback?
No, man. God has blessed me to move on from that. So I've embraced my situation, my role here, and my teammates here.
Hey, Greg, Mark Daniels here from WNFL. What's it been like dealing with three quarterbacks in 6 weeks when you've dealt with virtually, you know, one for your whole career here?
It's been a challenge, but life throws you a lot of challenges, a lot of adversity, a lot of curveballs, and it's been no different. You know, it's something that has been a humbling experience, but it's been one that we can grow from, and we have to build on.
Greg, this is Gennaro Armas at the Associated Press. What's the most challenging thing about that, working with three quarterbacks so soon?
The timing, getting in sync with the quarterback, getting familiar with what he sees versus what just one guy sees. You know, you have to deal with what three different guys have seen and what they're expecting and what they're anticipating for the last 4 weeks. But it's all about rhythming up, and hopefully we can rhythm up with the guy who's at the helm this week, and we can have some success.
Mike Clemens from Sirius NFL Radio. Did you have a sense, though, that in being honest of your thoughts about Aaron when you were talking during camp, that you might be burning a bridge as a friend or as a former teammate?
I'm sorry?
Did you feel that were you concerned you might be burning a bridge as a friend or former teammate of Aaron?
No, I'm not concerned about that. I mean, you know, when you make comments and you say different things, again, if Aaron knows me like he's known me over the past 7 years, then he knows that I'm not one of those guys that wishes ill will on anyone or just tries to stand out and be apart from the team. So hopefully he knows that. But again, I can't live in the past or what was said. I have to move on. Like I said, I know and you guys know that he's a great quarterback. He's the best player in the game. So regardless of what anybody says, that's not going to change. That hasn't changed.
Greg, it's Jason Wilde from ESPNWisconsin.com. Did you...
What up, Jason?
How you doing?
I'm good.
Did you reach out to him at all to tell him that you were just kidding? At any point, did you guys ever talk?
No, we haven't.
Okay. I guess my question is, you know, I think we all really enjoyed covering you for 7 years, and you seemed really happy here. Did we not? Were there things that you weren't happy about while you were here that we just didn't know about, or did you think you took the joke a little bit too far? Because there are, I mean, you start to add up all the instances of things you said, and there were a lot of them, man.
Yeah, probably took it a little too far. No, I was happy there. Obviously, there's things that goes on throughout life that you wish would be different, but it is what it is. You have to roll with the punches, and you know, I, on my end of it, I feel like there were a lot of things that were kind of manipulated to appear a lot worse than what I was intending for them to be. So, but again, that's just as a player, you have to watch what you say. So you learn and you grow.
The only other thing I'm wondering is, you know, he went to bat for James. You and him both went to bat for James before the 2011 season, saying that he needed to be re-signed. Aaron said that it was important to bring back Charles, which he said before at the end of last season. And he didn't really say that about you. I don't know if he thought it was a foregone conclusion or what, but was that disappointing that he didn't go to bat for you?
Oh, it is what it is. It is what it is. No, we went to bat for James. I went to bat for anyone in LA, but it is what it is.
Greg, this is Tyler Dunn at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Just wondered, did any part of you just want to be part of a bigger spotlight in Minnesota with all the other receivers that are here in Green Bay?
No, I just, again, when the offseason came, I thought the best decision for my family and I was here, from all of us growing, not just myself, not just thinking of myself, but for my wife, my kids, and then myself. I know there are some, I've talked to Randall, I've talked to those guys over there, and like I shared with them, if I had stayed, I could have been overshadowing some of those guys and not allowing them to flourish the way that I know that they're capable of flourishing. Randall specifically, being kind of like a little brother, playing with James and Jordy, obviously they had opportunities to shine, but to move out of the way and to allow them their due, it was time. It was just time. And like I said, I've shared this with them. Same thing I'm saying to you, I've shared it with them. Had I stayed there, we would have been continuing to be looked at as a overall group, but they needed some attention individually, specifically Randall because he was the youngest. And James and Jordy, they have been putting up consistent play for the past few years, so they were getting their due, and it was time for Randall.
Hey, Greg, Bill from Packer Report. So what does this game mean to you then?
It means we need a win. We need a win. We need number two to go in the win column, bottom line.
Greg Markaniels again. What do you think of your new quarterback?
I'm sorry?
What do you think of your new quarterback, Josh?
He's a great guy, man. He's a big, huge guy. He has an incredible arm strength. I like his mindset. I like the way he approaches the game. And, it's all about rhythming up and getting that timing down.
Greg, Doug Russell with WTMJ. Seeing firsthand the response that Brett got when he came back to Lambeau, how much have you thought about what the fans are going to, or how they're going to react to you?
I mean, if Brett was the face of the franchise and they responded like that with him, I would think that I'm going to get a lot of boos. But, I can't worry about that. Number one, we're not playing in Lambeau this week, so I don't have to concern my mind and my thoughts with that, which even if we were, I wouldn't. I don't play the game thinking of what the fans are going to think and what they're going to say, because they're going to be Greg Jennings fans. They're going to be Greg Jennings hate fans. So, it doesn't matter if I said anything or did not say anything or if I put on some other uniform. Greg fans are going to be Greg fans, and they're loyal Packer fans. You got to respect them.
Greg, is it important to you that down the road, though, they feel about you the way they used to also? Brett might be coming back in the next couple of years. Ryan Longwell signed a one-day contract to come back. Is that important to you, how you're viewed here in Green Bay? You had a lot of big accomplishments here.
I did, and like I said, I can't take away from that. When I left, my wife and I put together a farewell deal, and that's truly how I feel. God has allowed me to move on and embrace a new season of my life, and I can't complain about that. I'm embracing that with open arms. Do I still have ties there? Absolutely. Do we still have connections there? Absolutely. I still have a love for those fans and for that organization? Absolutely. And the guys within that locker room. But I'm developing new ties and new relationships over here.
Greg, Bill Johnson from Green and Gold Today. What made it necessary, in your opinion, to make the series of comments that you made about the Packers and Aaron Rodgers this summer?
I've just addressed all of that.
Hey, Coach, or Greg, this is Bill again from Packer Report. You said that the joke went too far.
So if you thought the joke went too far, why didn't you reach out to tell some of the guys here that, hey, the joke went too far, I'm sorry?
That's between me and the guys. I did reach out to some of the guys, and I still talk to some of the guys. So, yeah. But like I said, I've addressed that. That's over. It's done. I love you guys.
Greg, Mike Clemens again. So why do you feel your team is struggling right now?
because we're not putting together a solid four quarters of play all across the board. It's not a one quarter, one down, one series game. It's a game you have to play for 60 minutes, four quarters. And if you let up throughout any of that course of time, you leave yourself susceptible to defeat. And that's what's been taking place. You know, we've had success. We have success throughout the course of the game, but we haven't been able to sustain it. So that's what we're looking to do this week.
So you were kidding when you said you like the Twin Cities media more than us too, right?
Say it again?
So you were kidding when you said you liked the Twin Cities media more than you liked us too, right?
This has to be Jason.
Yes, it's me.
I like you, Jason.
I know you do. Thank you.
Anything else for Greg?
Greg, Ryan Roenick with WFRV-TV. Do you think it was fair to Josh Freeman to be thrown into the mix as quickly as he was on Monday night?
I don't think it really matters what I personally think. But, you know, there's a saying that goes, life isn't fair. He was forced in a tough situation, a very, very tough situation. You know, to be thrown in and to have to obtain all the verbiage and the game plan and the scheme that we run, I thought he did an outstanding job of grabbing hold of that and running with it. But, you know, we didn't have success, and it wasn't just because of Josh. You know, there was times, you know, we didn't catch the ball. We didn't make plays for him. He missed some throws that he wished he could have back. You know, across the board, it was a team loss. It wasn't just Josh. But it was a tough situation to be thrown into, but we're all professionals, and I think Josh would say the same thing. You know, he doesn't feel like it was an overwhelming situation that he couldn't handle. But like I said, I can't speak for Josh, but I would say, me personally, we're all professional.
Greg, this is Tyler Dunn again with the Journal Sentinel. It looks like, you know, Christian Ponder might be your quarterback, though, again this weekend with Josh's concussion. How different has it been working with Christian Ponder compared to Aaron Rodgers?
I'm not trying to compare with quarterbacks. I have enough comparisons to make and trying to rhythm up with three different guys over here. So I'm not trying to remember what took place with Aaron. That was last year and years prior. All I can do now is rhythm up with my quarterback, watch film with him, and make sure that I'm doing my job to make his job that much easier.
Last one or two for Greg.
Yeah, this is Bill at Packer. But I believe when you got there, you spoke pretty highly of Christian. I guess now that you've been around him a bit, what do you think of him?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah, I remember when you first got to Minnesota, you spoke pretty highly of Christian. I guess what have you thought of him now that you've been around him for a few months?
I think he's a great guy. I think he's one of those guys that he has all the tools. It's just about putting them together on a consistent basis and getting guys to rhythm up with him around him and make plays for him and him making plays for us. So we have an opportunity to do something special, unique, coming out of this hole. And Christian may be our guy to help us do that. Josh may be our guy. Castle may be our guy. We'll see.
Greg, last thing. Health-wise, after what you went through last year, are you 100% healthy? And what's that been like after what you went through last year?
My body feels great. Last year was a tough year for me, not being able to play. This year I've been able to play. My body feels great. And I'm just looking to fit in even more, embracing the role that I have and trying to make plays for my team.